This is your Press TV News in Brief. Greek Parliament approves an austerity plan demanded by Athens' international creditors. The yes vote entitles the government of Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras to a third bailout from its international lenders. Now, the voting session was held as anti-austerity protesters clashed with police just outside Parliament. At least 50 people were arrested. Leaked NSA documents show that Israeli naval commandos assassinated senior Syrian military official Brigadier General Mahmoud Soleiman back in 2008. Now, the papers describe the assassination as the first known instance of Israel targeting a legitimate Syrian government official. Soleiman was a close advisor to President Bashar al-Assad. Israeli warplanes have pounded northern and central parts of the besieged Gaza Strip. At least one civilian has been injured in the attacks. Now, Tel Aviv claims the airstrikes were in response to a rocket attack from Gaza. It says the missile landed in an open area near Ashkelon. Saudi warplanes have targeted several locations throughout the Muniba district of Sa'adah province. They also bombed an airbase in the capital, Sana'a. And earlier, Saudi jets conducted several air raids on the city of Tawahi in Aden province. The port city of Muala and Aden Airport were also targeted. China has detained 9 foreign tourists over their suspected links to terrorist groups. A charity organization based in South Africa said the tourists may face criminal charges. Now, it says authorities blamed one of the detainees for watching a propaganda video. The tourists are of South African, British, and Indian nationalities. North and South Korean officials are holding talks on a dispute over wages at their jointly run Kaesong Industrial Complex. Now, Pyongyang's decided to raise wages for its workers, but South Korea insists that any pay raise must be a joint decision. The Kaesong Complex began its work back in 2004. The Cuban president has asked his U.S. counterpart to use his executive powers to dismantle economic sanctions against Havana. Raul Castro says the embargo is causing great hardship for Cubans and it should be lifted as part of the normalization of ties between the two countries.